This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Throughout the day, Democrats press Judge Gorsuch on his views.
Can you do yes or no?
I'm taking a lot of time to get what I would think would be a fairly simple answer.
Now, I just want a yes or no, that's all.
And throughout the day, this was Gorsuch's response.
I'm not going to say anything here that would give anybody any idea how I'd rule in any case like that.
I think that's the beginning of the end of the independent judiciary.
I don't think this is simple stuff at all, Senator. I think this is hard stuff.
Gorsuch has served on the federal bench for more than a decade. As the senators grilled him on key issues, abortion, workers' rights, terrorism, and gun rights, Gorsuch didn't tip his hand. At times, the Harvard Law graduate came across as more relaxed than some of the Senate's most senior Democrats, like Vermont's Patrick Leahy.
I'm a lawyer from a small town.
Yeah, all right. I've heard that story.
Republicans like South Carolina's Lindsey Graham used their time to try to fend off Democratic attacks and show Gorsuch's independence from President Trump.
Did he ever ask you to overrule Roe v. Wade?
No, Senator.
What would he have done if he'd asked?
Senator, I would have walked out the door.
As the day went on, Democrats had enough.
And the Neil Gorsuch in those emails seems to be very, very familiar with politics.
Minnesota's Al Franken quoted emails Gorsuch wrote in 2004 when he wanted to join the Bush administration.
I spent some time in Ohio working on the election. This is you. What a magnificent result for the country. For me personally, the experience was invigorating and a great deal of fun. Now, that doesn't sound like someone who steers clear of politics to me.
Now, no Democrat has said they will vote for Gorsuch, and Scott, right now, for him to get confirmed, 8 would have to break away and join with Republicans.
I got to tell you, this whole confirmation hearing, yes, this is a CBS report, so it's a bit jaded. I still can't figure out Al Franken. Scott, I mean, what was his line yesterday? About absurd that he
it was something along the lines of in my previous career I dealt a lot with absurdity, so I have a good idea what it is, and this is absurdity.
I mean,
it was something along those lines.
Like all of a sudden, like he's supposed to be the bastion of insight and intelligence or something. I mean, his questioning, and even going back to previous questions that he's asked and brought up at varying times. I mean, they're head scratchers. I mean, I just go, what is he talking about? I mean, they're on such a wild fish hunt here, and I got to hand it to Judge Gorsuch, because he's so solid and calm, and he kind of seems to be enjoying this, even in the little repartee with Leahy. I've heard that before. Yeah, right. You're a small time judge.
Here's the thing that Schumer came out and he said that they shouldn't, confirm him until after the FBI investigations are done on the Trump camp. But this guy has done nothing. Like, everything that I've read about him, everything that I've seen about him, from both sides, really, the only thing that this guy has against him in the minds of Democrats is that he was nominated by Trump.
Exactly.
If that is the issue, then aren't you playing politics there?
Well, of course. I mean, this isn't in the best interest of the of the American people. But here are the signals that you're getting from the leadership, from the House as well as the Senate. They're confident that he's going to get approved. And what this means, and Mitch McConnell and what Paul Ryan is saying to the brotherhood there in the bicameral Congress, is that don't make us use the nuclear option. That's what I'm reading in between the lines here. Yeah, we'll let you go through your dance, and you can, you know, ask the silly questions and try to find something else. But you've got a solid candidate here, and you better do the right thing, or we'll have no other choice.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. We want to encourage you to get involved in the conversation. Your opinion does count. We need to hear from you, whether you drop me a line or you give us a call. Get involved. You can drop me a line directly. NSA approved, as we say, with a smile on our face, of course, as we all know. That's a whole other discussion. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, I don't know about you, but when the rejection, or at least, you know, the penalty flag that was thrown, you know, from out of Hawaii, again, part of the Ninth Circuit. So, you know, not big surprise there was going to come, you know, from the Ninth Circuit. They were going to find some reason. But the fact that it came out of Hawaii, I thought was quite suspicious. And our next guest is going to break this down. And, you know, this is the one thing that is happening, you know, about this country. And I'm trying to encourage people not to panic. You know, it's like the lights have been turned on and the cockroaches are moving, you know. And, you know, so now more than ever, we're kind of seeing this for what it is. So it's important that you do check into the details of what is happening in your country, that you just don't take it for face value because of all the agendas that are flying about, no doubt, whether we're talking about the confirmation hearings of Gorsuch, what happened, you know, in the report from the FBI and the NSA regarding Trump and this investigation. So, you know, let's roll back the curtain and see what else we can find out here. And the perfect one to have with us right now to help us understand what is behind the magic curtain here is John Guandolo. John is a counterterrorism expert, implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program, a former FBI agent assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Appreciate being on.
Hey, great to have you on here to help us understand. I thought it was quite interesting when, you know, the news came out of Hawaii, of all places, and go, okay, interesting. What is the connection? And you have pulled back the curtain here, and you're saying this has the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, handprint and footprint all over it. Tell our audience what you've discovered.
Well, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. The suit was brought forth by the leadership of the Muslim Association of Hawaii, and the imam there is Ishmael El-Sheikh, and he's listed as the plaintiff in the suit. Who is this, and what is the Muslim Association of Hawaii? Well, first I'm gonna walk it from the very root forward. And, the Muslim Association of Hawaii, is located at 1935 Aleo Place in Honolulu. Now, why does that matter? Well, because Honolulu City and County records reveal that that property is owned by the North American Islamic Trust. The North American Islamic Trust, by their own website, was created, and we know this from FBI investigations as well, which I'll get into, created by the Muslim Student Association in 1973. It was originally in Plainfield, Indiana, and now is located out in the Chicago area in Illinois. But it is the bank for the Muslim Brotherhood in North America. And let me just with your listeners share two things that the FBI, declassified FBI documents say about that organization. The first one comes from a December 15, 1987 FBI document into the investigation into Nate and other Muslim Brotherhood organizations. Quote, "The North American Islamic Trust was organized by the leaders of the Muslim Student Association of the United States and Canada in 1973 as a parent organization of various Muslim groups in the U.S. and Canada. The leadership of NAIT, MSA, and other Muslim groups are interrelated, with many leaders and members of NAIT having been identified as supporters of the Islamic Revolution as advocated by the government of Iran. Their support of jihad, a holy war in the U.S., has been evidenced by the financial and organizational support provided through NAIT." So NAIT is identified by the FBI 30-some years ago as being an advocate of jihad here in the United States in the Islamic Revolution. We also have a FBI document dated August 1988. All of these can be found at our website, but if you just go to understandthethreat.com and read the article, it's there. It says, a source advised that in addition to the internal political structure and organization of NAIT as controlled by the International Institute of Islamic Thought, leadership, that as members of the ICWAN, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, they are involved in organizing external political support, which involves influencing both public opinion in the United States as well as the United States government. The source advised that the ICWAN, the Muslim Brotherhood, is a secret Muslim organization that has unlimited funds and is extremely well organized in the United States. The source noted that the ultimate goal of the Islamic Revolution is the overthrow of all non-Islamic governments and that violence is a tool. And NAIT was identified in the largest terrorism financing and Hamas trial ever successfully prosecuted in American history, the Holy Land Foundation out of Dallas in 2008, as not only being a Muslim Brotherhood organization, but one that directly financed the terrorist organization Hamas. So that's just the beginning of this discussion, but I wanted to lay that out and give you a chance to ask more questions.
Well, John, you know, this is rather eye-opening, and especially for most Americans who are just going about their business, and they think that, you know, being open-minded and the freedoms of this country, we enjoy them, but they don't realize that they are, all their freedoms are being encroached, and that what has been allowed to occur here is people, and this is what globalism does. It breaks down the barriers in many ways, and not just, people coming into the country, but, even the thought process and our worldview is being affected because all the protections, and this is a case in point, are being knocked down. I mean, what kind of defense do we have here? For Hamas or the Muslim Brotherhood here to walk right in, have access to our institutions and be given standing, given standing so that what they believe in could destroy the very things that we believe in.
Well, I concur with that. And I think the answer to that is if people would just do their job, if the FBI would do its job and actually arrest the leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, shut down these organizations, seize their banks, and we could put a big hurting on them, and not just NAIT, but all the major Muslim Brotherhood organizations. This is a clear, there's plenty of evidence to financial documentary and otherwise. The Holy Land Foundation trial was a 15-year FBI investigation.
Wow.
It culminated in the indictment of the HLF and its leaders in 2008. But the reality is the evidence reveals that the most prominent Islamic... Yeah.
John, we got to leave it right there. We'll pick it up. We'll pick it up when we come back. John Guandolo on Phil Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, John Guandolo is with us, and our conversation continues. John is a counterterrorism expert, and what he has been revealing to us regarding NATE and, you know, that order that blocked President Obama's executive order from an activist judge. I mean, here it is. The president, did I say, what did I say? I didn't say President Trump. I said Obama. Forgive me. Of course, you know, we're talking Hawaii. So, excuse me, I slipped. Thank you, Scott. President Trump, of course, his executive order, you know, the judge in Hawaii stops the order here. And you had to know there was more to this story, and John has been breaking it down for us. You know, kind of amazing that this group, which is a formidable group and has been operating here in the United States since 1973. So it is well entrenched. It knows our laws and it knows how to use our laws against us, which is incredible. I mean, the president's job is to protect our national security. And it's as if because of the previous administration, now I can say then President Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood and those agents of evil that would want to do us harm have been given place, and now to the point, John Gondolo, that they're given standing in a court of law. I mean, this is amazing that somebody who is antithetical to our beliefs, who has made it clear, they've declared war on the United States, and they're able to use our court system to protect themselves and their interests.
Yeah, it's astounding, but again, it goes back to, as we've actually talked about on your show here before, if the U.S. government had done their job after 9/11, we wouldn't be in this predicament. Instead of smashing the enemies of the United States, we're coddling them and we're trying to manipulate, you know, utilize our system to handle them in an administrative or legal way instead of prosecuting them, shutting them down and using the full weight of the U.S. government to come against these Muslim Brotherhood groups. And right now it's getting much worse. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're going to write about actually, tomorrow, putting together is if you look at what they are doing now, this incident is meant to highlight the bigger problem. I mean, this is literally the Muslim Brotherhood directly confronting the President of the United States.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Using our system. And the Department of Justice and, quite frankly, the CIA and FBI should be ripping these people out. And but we're not. And it's just this is where we're going to win or lose the battle. And this is, by the way, why UTT, our group, Understanding the Threat, has made clear that this war is going to be won or lost at the state and local level. Because the federal government, even if Mr. Trump does everything perfectly, the nature of this war we're fighting is at the local level. And the state of Hawaii could take action here against these organizations because they're violating not only federal law but state law. There are RICO conspiracies that could be charged. There are a number of money laundering and financial crimes that could be charged. But the states are not aware of these groups. They're assuming the federal government would handle these kinds of things, but the federal government is not. We can only hope that under the new administration it will be handled, but I don't see evidence that we're moving in that direction.
Exactly. Well, there is that, I guess that potential threat. They see Donald Trump as a potential threat. This is quite confrontive on their point, on their part, so that if they get away with this, they've confronted the president. They've stopped his executive order for their own interest. Most Americans do not understand this, and you do, and you're saying, you know, why isn't, I guess our question to you, because you say the FBI and CIA aren't doing their job, and we say, why aren't they?
Well, the answer to that is the answer to the bigger question, why aren't we dealing with the Islamic threat?
Mm-hmm.
And that goes to the nature of how the enemy is fighting this war. This is a war of narratives. From a military perspective, this is information warfare. And so this is primarily being fought in the media and from a propaganda standpoint. But when the Muslim Brotherhood, we can point to all the Islamic advisors at the Pentagon, the White House, the FBI, the CIA, the people that our leaders are relying on to give them information about Islam, these are Muslim Brotherhood leaders.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. So, of course, we're not going to get to a point where we actually confront the Muslim Brotherhood because we're asking them for advice.
Right.
You look at who does the CIA bring in to brief their people to give talks. Go to the FBI's website and look at who are the three Muslim organizations listed that they rely on. Those are Muslim Brotherhood organizations. This is how they're doing exactly what their strategy, meaning the Muslim Brotherhood, says that they're going to do, to penetrate the government peacefully, to purport to be peaceful, helpful organizations, when in fact all of the documents we have about them says that they are actually acting as hostile actors against the United States to wage jihad, to wage violence against the United States. But right now, they're just building up their strength until they're ready to do that. That's what all of their documents say. It's what the FBI investigations have revealed back when we actually did these investigations. And now the fruit of all of their efforts, if you will, is right here. They're directly confronting our president. And whether you like the president or not, whether you think, whatever you think, this is an assault on you as an American citizen.
Right. Well, in everything we believe in, if you say you believe in the Constitution and this great American experiment, and you've enjoyed the benefits thereof, and you've got a force within the country, like you say, very peacefully, going about their business and their plan, and they're putting a stranglehold around this. And John, as an FBI, a former FBI agent, you understand this threat. I mean, it is glaringly clear for you. And you cannot blow the whistle loud enough, but it's falling on deaf ears. Now, in part, we might say we kind of understood what happened with the Obama administration. There was no doubt. People often said, well, is he a Muslim? I said, I don't know if he's a Muslim or not. I mean, he says he's not. But clearly, his decisions and policies are very pro-Muslim and accommodating to the cause here. And we see this danger. It's clear and present and out loud. And you wonder, and then you understand, you look a little bit deeper. I mean, you don't have to look that deep. And as you say, you start seeing the operatives within the government. I mean, we're not talking just one or two people in key areas of influence throughout our government. They're well entrenched. And certainly I've got to believe they see a Donald Trump administration as a threat, because Donald Trump is not going to mess around with this, that, he pulls back the curtain and he really understands the threat here. Then maybe the question is called, especially in light of what they just did, because, Trump is confrontive. If you confront him, he's going to confront you back. And if he clearly understands what's going on here, the Muslim organizations here have challenged the president and the judge in Hawaii, along with the other sympathetic supporters. Because as you say, they dislike Trump so much, they're turning the keys over to this country.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, this is absolutely right. I believe the president does understand the threat probably better than most people in his administration. Maybe all the people. I think he understands it better. But this is a fight. You've got the Republican establishment. As the first layer of those who are defending the jihadis, you've got the Democrat Party defending the jihadis. You've got the hard left Marxists, which maybe that's repetitive when you say the Democrat Party.
Right.
But then you've got the jihadists themselves. So you've got multiple layers here, and that's what the administration is having to battle.
Wow. It is amazing that this is the case, that is so fundamental when he is doing his job, which. Most Americans are encouraged when we see a president looking out for our national security. John, what kind of process are we looking through here? Because it took a long time for us to get where we're at right now. This seems like this could take more than one administration to clear this up.
This is going to be solved. This war is going to be won at the local and state level, which why we believe. Local law enforcement, especially sheriffs and pastors, are the two most important people groups because
exactly.
The citizens need to know and the law enforcement needs to know at the local level.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. Sodexo's annual Workplace Trends Report has been a reliable source for spotting crucial changes in the business world for more than 5 years. In 2017, the findings reveal a game-changing focus on individuality, connectivity, and adaptability in the workplace. Based on original research and interviews with more than 50 subject matter experts, the report features 10 important trends for business leaders to account for. Highlights include an increased appreciation of the new millennial generation of workers and how factors like workplace conditions and techno-literacy are key to helping businesses thrive in this new generation. Mark Bickford, CEO of Sodexo Corporate Services.
The political and economic landscape of our country is going through a period of significant change and uncertainty this year, leaving a challenge for businesses to stay on top of trends in their workforce. Sodexo's 2017 Global Workplace Trends Report will help businesses navigate 10 of the most pressing issues impacting the workplace and the workforce in the months to come.
For more findings and trends, visit SodexoInsights.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Coming at you 3 hours, just the way you like us every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Fresh and independent at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Roger Stone is with us. Roger, of course, known for his brand new book, The Making of the President 2016. Roger has been at the center of attack by progressives and, you know, and supposedly, you know, by the FBI as well. Roger Stone, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, great to be here, and, you know, I really appreciate the opportunity to tell my side of the story, since the House Democrats seem to only want to tell their side of the story.
And it seems there's so much without substantiation here, Roger. I mean, they keep talking about this boogeyman and collusion, and, you know, if Comey gives them any kind of space whatsoever, then they're taking a narrative and running with it, and you're going, wait a minute, that's not what he said.
Yeah, it's really quite disturbing. First of all, just to say it yet again, There was no time whatsoever in which I had colluded with any agent of the Russian state to elect Donald Trump. The inference that my Twitter communications with a hacker named Crucifer 2.0, who may or may not be a Russian agent, constitutes collusion is false on the basis of the content. I've made it entirely public. It's banal. It's nothing.
Right.
The timing, it comes long after the hacks of the DNC documents, and therefore the timeline disproves it. Yet yesterday's hearing, Adam Schiff says, and I quote, Roger Stone was in touch with this hacker and then wrote an article about him. Wrong? You've got the order wrong, Congressman, and that means everything. I can't have colluded with somebody on an event that happened 6 weeks ago if this was the only conversation I had with him. So it's demagoguery. It's, you know, these are smear tactics.
Exactly. Well, for him to make a statement, I mean, it just adds to the whole fake news narrative and what they have done from day one. They're really not interested in discovering the truth here. What they're more interested in is, you know, obstructing, you know, the Trump cause, what, you know, Americans, you know, the voters voted for him resoundedly.
Yeah, I think they want to destabilize him. They want to delegitimize him. And lastly, they just don't want to face up to the fact that Hillary Clinton was a terrible candidate. She was old, tired. She had no stamina. More importantly, no ideas other than more of what we have. And the voters rejected it. That, and Donald Trump turned out to be a spectacular candidate, and they just can't face that. But, you know, it's always disheartening to go to your Twitter feed in the morning and read this high number of bots who say you're going to prison. No, the FBI investigation is good news. They will find nothing, nothing. I even stopped putting Russian dressing on my salads and stopped drinking Russian vodka because you know what they might say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he wouldn't do that unless he's connected. You know, there's no doubt. You know, so yeah, they'll come up with some silly narrative. This is incredible, Roger Stone. But you've been around politics most of your life, but something like this is probably more extreme than you've ever experienced, isn't it?
Well, you know, I saw this coming. My new book, The Making the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated a Revolution, addresses every one of these questions. Did you know about Podesta's hacking of his email in advance? No, and there's no evidence that I did. Did you know what the game plan was for the release of Wiki documents? No, I did not. By the way, Julian Assange and WikiLeaks do not work for the Russians. I know brainless liberals can repeat that over and over and over again, but guess what? That doesn't make it true.
Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing that is coming out and screaming loud, in fact, Britt Hume drew reference to it last night, Roger, was that, you know, we already know that Flynn, even if it was incidental, was, you know, that his phone conversations were listened in on. And, you know, though everybody's nervous, you know, they get real rattled about the term wiretapping. We know that President Trump meant surveilling. And clearly one of his inner circle was being, you know, surveilled. And on top of that,
I myself was being wiretapped in the sense that on January 20th, the New York Times reported that headline was wiretap data used in inquiry of Trump associates. Names three people. So in America, to get a warrant to listen to someone's conversations, they need what's called probable cause or evidence. There is none. Mm-hmm. So this is a politically motivated spying. Think Watergate.
Yes.
And that means, if you think about it, Bill, during the campaign, every one of my conversations with Donald Trump was monitored by recorded by the government. Isn't what that they threw Nixon out for that? As I recall?
Well, exactly. Well, that's what we said rapidly, Roger, when this occurred. I go, this is a modern day version of Watergate. Why aren't they seeing this? I mean, it seems loud and clear to me that this is what's gone on. And then James Comey, in the inquiry, you know, and it was that he says, well, there's no evidence to that. And going, well, wait a minute. There's a FISA order. Where is the FISA order?
Well, first of all, it's interesting. Even acknowledging that a FISA warrant exists or leaking information from a FISA warrant is a felony punishable by 10 years in jail.
Yes.
The fact that I've been listened to for a FISA warrant has been reported by the New York Times, among others. In other words, when are we slapping the cuffs on the leakers? Because I've committed no felonies. My critics have committed felonies. This is a witch hunt. In the end of the day, Bill, I have confidence in the American system. All I want is the opportunity to respond to my critics in an open forum. They slimed me. They smeared me on national television in an open forum. Now don't say to me, oh, we want to have the hearing behind closed doors.
Exactly. Right. Well, this is why we appreciate you coming on here to confront this, Roger. And, you know, we you know, this is part of our mission to be, that resource available to right the wrong. And especially in today's information age where, you know, people are so casual and irresponsible, people that should know better, people in our government. But for the sake of politics, they just throw stuff out there. And it's like Harry Reid all over again. You know, it's like, well, he didn't get elected president. You know, he lies in the well of the Senate about Mitt Romney and then jokes about it afterwards. I mean, this is the level of ethics that we've been reduced to. And
John McCain, who at his advanced age, in all honesty, I think is now mentally unbalanced. Mm-hmm. This man needs a psychiatric test, and soon. He's cranky, he's angry, he's bitter, and he says Roger Stone should be compelled to testify regarding his ties to the Russians and Yukanovich. Senator, waive your congressional immunity, big boy. Mm. I will sue you so fast your bald little head will spin. Psycho. Anyway, digress.
Well, but I don't blame your frustration here, Roger. I mean, when you have truth on your side and they're coming up with stuff, I mean, it's like, but it's all because of Donald Trump. They want to do everything they can to delegitimize. I mean, and some of the verbiage out there talking about impeachment, I mean, we're not even 100 days. And, you can only come up with this ridiculous stuff before you're totally invalidated because there's no validity anymore. I mean, there's no veritas.
Amen, brother.
Well, Roger Stone, appreciate you coming on and straightening out the record. And clearly, collusion with Russians is a scandal with no evidence. And it is the boogeyman that progressives and the Democratic Party want to pursue. But meanwhile, we've got some serious work to do with this country, right?
Absolutely. I think Donald Trump himself said this best on election night. Although we won a great victory, our work is just beginning.
Author of the book, The Making of the President 2016, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, available at you at all the usual places. Great insight into the Trump mindset and the trajectory that Donald Trump would want our country to be on. And I say, let's support him. Roger Stone, thank you for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347. Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. Good to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it's time for James Hirschman. Yes, James Hirschman time, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Boy, it's been quite, all this stuff about our government, when you see it in operation, some of the stuff doesn't surprise you. A little bit of surprise is, the testimony regarding what's coming down to be an FBI probe that generally they don't talk about when probe is in process. But James Comey decided to spill the beans and say, in fact, there is an ongoing investigation of the Trump administration and what may or may not have happened with the Russians and their interference with the last November election.
Well, one of the things we learn is how people parse words when they're in the government.
Oh, don't
they? First of all, when asked specifically by Trey Gowdy, is there an investigation into the leaks, the illegal criminal leaks that have occurred? Comey says, no, I can't answer that because I don't comment on investigations. Wait a second. Didn't you just comment and say there's an investigation of Trump? Then he says, well, that's because of the importance of this.
Right.
This is one that we just heard the director of intelligence, James Clapper, say there's no evidence of collusion. We heard others say, and no, this investigation, which has been going on, according to Comey, since July of 2016, has yielded zero evidence. And there's a class, this is this game the intelligence community, the deep state, plays.
Mm-hmm.
They release a classified report that they can't talk about to Congress so that Democrats can go out there and say, well, the intelligence agencies believe.
Right.
Yeah. And so basically, I thought it was very striking, also talking about parsing words, that Comey, when answering questions about the investigation of Trump, he said, I have no information that would support the president's tweets.
Yes.
See, so he's very careful. And whenever the question was asked, he referred to the word wiretap again, an antiquated word that actually the president in tweets put in quotes. He meant the word generically rather than literally.
Right.
But it amazes me, and I didn't get to watch the entire hearing, but there's so much that both the press and members of both parties are ignoring.
Yeah.
That is, it's not even classified material. You know, you start with the document that we've discussed on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can get this document. Anyone, member of the public, any member of the press. It's Executive Order 12333. And days before President Obama was going to leave office, he was the lamest of lame ducks.
Mm-hmm.
He changed that document by fiat. He changed the rules of the intelligence community, and he allowed the NSA to disseminate raw intelligence data, communication intercepts, many of which contain names and content of U.S. citizens, allowed that to be distributed with 16 other U.S. intelligence agencies throughout the government, guaranteeing that there would be leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an administration, by the way, that was not brought up in the hearing, that in the past used government resources to seize phone records of the press. Remember James Rosen,
exactly.
The Associated Press.
Mm-hmm.
They conducted surveillance of foreign leaders, as President Trump has pointed out, when he met with Angela Merkel.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, because of Edward Snowden, that they have monitored the digital data, so-called metadata, of everybody based on FISA court orders that are standing orders. So the idea that even that they would need a new FISA warrant may not be true.
Right.
That there's already these communications. And I was happy to see this morning, and Trey Gowdy in particular, focus on the Michael Flynn communication, classified communications that were leaked.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really a good thing because that's a felony. That's
right.
A serious crime. And Comey said so. And that's the real, you know, the real story is that the surveillance tactics that are used by the Obama administration, the track record of the Obama administration, and the evidence that's in the public domain demands an investigation. And what this, by Comey saying that it's ongoing, it shields, in a way, the FBI and probably the Justice Department from an investigation into their activities, because all of the reports have indicated that the surveillance, the attempted surveillance of Trump himself, which reportedly took place in June, before Comey says he started his investigation, was the Justice Department, and the FISA warrant, which numerous reports said was granted in October to survey this Alpha Bank communication with a server registered to Trump Tower, that was also the Justice Department. So if they have a continuing investigation, the congressional committees can't get in there because, as Comey put, you know, will say, well, I can't comment on a continuing investigation. They can
The thing is so frustrating about this, James, is this, again, James Comey has accomplished his mission. He puts a cloud over the situation, creates more questions than answers, gives the Democrats the talking points they need to have so they can go out and, you know, purposely continue to inhibit the Trump administration and our government. I mean, the way they talked about this, James, I mean, it could be a year down the road. So now, as if President Trump's not already juggling enough balls and dealing with enough obstruction, now it's like they've been given this certification by James Comey that it's okay because we're still questioning the legitimacy, and this is what it all comes down to, which is what Nunez had pointed out. They're questioning the legitimacy of Donald Trump.
Well, that's what, the Democrat Party has become a monotone, a one-note song.
Mm-hmm.
And that one-note song is Donald Trump is illegitimate. If we can get enough dirt on him, he should be impeached. Because the Democrat Party has no ideas, no real solutions, and because Donald Trump is moving with courage and conviction in a way that no Republican politician has ever dared to.
Exactly.
And if you can see by his budget, I even heard a host of mainstream media pundits and commentators say this budget that the Trump administration submitted is the most conservative budget ever submitted, ever, in the face of what Trump knows is coming, is that, you know, he's cutting Meals on Wheels, cutting programs for the poor. He hates the poor. He hates the people that voted for him, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, we've not seen someone who holds political office in the GOP act this way, and it drives the left crazy.
Well, you know, he's been responsible to we the people and saying, look, at as his budget advisor said, you know, I can't ask the people to pay for this. It can be handled. I mean, it's not that he's taking, you know, the money's there. It's left up to the appropriation of the individual states and what they choose to do. If they choose to fund Meals on Wheels, the money's there. They can do it. But something's got to give. It's not here's a blank check anymore, right?
Yeah, because this is unsustainable and it's headed over a cliff and our country was hanging by its fingernails. The other thing that's happening today, of course, is the confirmation hearing of Judge Gorsuch. Judge Gorsuch is a walking symbol of the salvation of America that Trump brought to us, because we would be looking at Merrick Garland or worse if, God forbid, Trump had lost.
Well, and the Democrats, they're still smarting. I mean, they're not picking any bones about it. They're looking at this nomination through the injured filter of Garland. That's what they choose to do regardless of it.
Oh, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, I mean, that's all they have, except for some goofy female law student that claims that when he was teaching a law class, he said something. I mean, they've got nothing, and he will be confirmed, and they're going to drag their feet as hard as they can, but it's not going to do any good. And
what happens if the Republicans go nuclear with this in order to get him confirmed?
They may have to, because the Democrats feel empowered by their friends in the media and some of the polls that have been out. I think at this point in our country's history, it almost means nothing, because the Democratic Party has proven this idea that they don't care about rules.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Harry Reid went nuclear.
Well, of course.
And they don't care about decorum, and they really don't care. The left doesn't care about the welfare of the country.
Right.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be advocating the positions that they do. And I say you have to do what you have to do. If they have to go nuclear, they must. Too much is at stake. We have these two cases going to the Supreme Court on the question of whether Trump's revised executive order is legitimate, and it's important for the welfare of the country.
Without
that,
a doubt.
You know, we cut down.
Well, James, we got to leave.
Have
it there.
Our betting.
You got it. We got to leave it there. James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, as always, insight outstanding. Good to have you with us, buddy.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, 600 products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.